Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Whoa. Slow down. Hi, this is Daryl, and I'm one of the Art of Brills training team. Prior to joining the Art of Brill team many, many years ago, that certainly wasn't a mantra that I lived day by day. I was in a job that, for the most part, I was, you know, really passionate about, and it was stressful, really busy, lots of commuting, young family, until I then didn't enjoy it. And those that would have seen me do a session will know the fact that I came across The Art of Being Brilliant because I read the book called The Art of Being Brilliant, and it made me stop and think about what was going on in my life. So the fact that it became my job is sort of irrelevant, really, but it was about trying to prioritise stuff. And I came across a book, not published by us, but a book I'd recommend called The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. And it's a lovely book by Haimin Sunim, short little book, Buddhist philosophy behind it all. But actually, it just sort of made me realise that actually, when your mind is at peace, right, the world feels a bit more peaceful in terms of our normal day in, day out world. And one thing as a story that I use now and again is about a bird feeder. So when I first moved into the house that I live in now, and that was coming up to 18 years ago, my sister-in-law, very lovely of them, for Christmas bought us a big massive bird feeder, four prong thing, massive, on the patio outside. Now, this patio is old, it's still there to this day, even older, it's uneven, it's not particularly, you know, a wonderful, wonderful patio. However, when I was rushing around like a headless chicken, I would look out of my kitchen window and I would see all these birds that would come down on this bird feeder. However, I didn't really look at the birds. What I was more interested in was the fact that there was all this bird poo and bird seed on this patio. So for me, this was another job that needed doing. Essentially, we'd created a bird toilet. Fast forward, you know, a few years later, and still to this very day now, I look out of my kitchen window and I actually see the birds. We get loads of goldfinches, greenfinches, chaffinches. If you're lucky enough early in the morning, there's always been a woodpecker around. I'm sure it's a different one. I'm not sure how long they live for, but I don't think it's 18 years. We've had a wild parrot, and I don't live out in the country, but I find that time amazing now. And I don't look at the bird poo and the bird seed on the patio. There's something much more important and much more enjoyable. But I was only able to do that because it was a case of slowing my brain down. And that's not easy. It takes time because we live in such a busy world. We've trained our brains to be busy, but it's the best piece of advice I could give you in 2024, because 2025 is only going to get busier still. Take care, look after yourself, and whoa, slow down.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!